Good morning. You're listening to Mornings with Kelly and Steve. It being Monday, this means it's time for checking in with our financial planner, Brad Graber from investingintruth.com. And today we're talking about seeing the opportunity costs of our spending. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, glad to have you back here. And this one, this article, which, by the way, is posted on Brad's website, and you can get to his website by going through ours. Click on the resources page at moodyradio.org/Kelly and Steve. But what do you mean, Brad, by the opportunity costs of our spending? I was trying to explain this earlier because, I have been here. I've seen those costs.
Well, it's kind of an economic term, but let me put it in an example of how we can teach our kids this and how it plays out for them. So it's that time of year. So let's say we take our kids to the fair and we tell each of them they got $5 that they can spend on whatever they want to at the fair. And the first one goes and they make their purchase and they decide to buy an elephant ear. And the elephant ear costs them $3. Well, that means they only have $2 left. So now when they see brother and sister going and finding the other great things that they hadn't seen yet, they don't have that $3 now to maybe go buy those things. So if a sister goes and buys something else that costs $3, they only have two left because they spent $3 on the elephant ear. So the opportunity cost is the missed opportunity because they've already spent that money. So anytime we have limited resources, which money is certainly limited for us, and we choose to spend it on one thing, the opportunity cost is the missed opportunity because we no longer have that money to buy whatever we may see in the future or use it for whatever need may come up in the future because the money's now gone.
Well, Brad, there's a surprising fact that you point out also in your article, seeing the opportunity costs of our spending, and that is that comparatively speaking, we as Americans are wealthy, even if we're nowhere near the top 1% of wage earners. We actually do pretty well. Explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, it's easy to compare us to everybody else around us. But what we fail to realize is the bigger picture. So when we compare Americans and our income or our net worth to the rest of the world, we quickly find out that most of us actually do fall in the 1% or close to the 1%ers of the rest of the world. And when we look at our opportunity cost in that light can be great because we've got brothers and sisters around the world that either don't have access to the word, so the money could be used to take them the gospel. It could be used to feed them. So just an example, the cost of a meal out here in America on a Friday or Saturday night could be enough to possibly feed a family for an entire month somewhere else in the world. Just because we're in an environment, yeah, it doesn't always feel like we may have the wealth that we do because it's also expensive to live here. But when we put it into context of, oh, if we skip this one expense, what is the opportunity that simple cost of one event could have transformed somebody else somewhere else in the world where that dollar goes that much farther?
Well, Brad, you know, when we're talking about other people in other parts of the world, you know, a lot of people take a short-term mission trip, and it seems that there's always people who come back with these stories that it's changed their perspective on, you know, just living in general, but especially about that opportunity cost. How so does that change them?
We got to go see sometimes for ourselves what impact we can actually have around the world. And I share in the article that I have on my website, I actually put it up on the front page again today, titled Seeing the Opportunity Cost of Our Spending. I share a story from my own perspective. Now it's been over 15 years ago when I went to Haiti. And there people are living on a dollar a day. And to actually be in that culture and to see the impact that a single dollar could have. And like I said, one meal can feed the cost of a meal here could feed a family there for an entire month. And once you go and see that firsthand, you actually put faces with the opportunity, it does change your heart. And that's why you see people coming back from these mission trips completely changed, because now they have a new perspective. Rather than living in the bubble that they had been living in here and comparing ourselves to everyone around us who's in the same situation, when we take ourselves out of that and go put ourselves somewhere else in the world and see the needs, see the opportunities, it changes the way we look at the dollars that pass through our hands.
How do we reach that balance, though, Brad? Because I'm just thinking, you know, for someone who's hearing this for the first time and realizing, oh, my goodness, there is an opportunity cost to my spending, how will they reach the balance, or how can they reach that balance? as they recognize all of my resources come from God anyway, but there are things that I do want to get, so how can I balance the things that I feel I want or need versus being able to put enough money back to take care of supplying needs for other people?
Yeah, and I think you hit a good point there. The first point is we got to recognize it's all coming from God and it's all His. So we don't look at it as, I got to carve off this piece and then the rest is mine to spend as I want to. And that takes me back to a verse that's really been hitting me hard as I went through it with my daughters. Galatians 5:13 tells us that we're called to freedom, only don't use your freedom as an opportunity for your flesh, but use it to love and serve others through love. So it's that focus on ourselves. And as we look at how we spend our money, we have opportunities where we can use it to spend. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, sorry, I got this weird noise going on in my phone here. We can either spend it, we can save it, or we can give it. And in all three of those ways, we look at how can we glorify God the best. And it doesn't mean that we need to ignore the ways that we can spend money in our own lives and invest in the relationships around us, provide for our families, all those other opportunities that we have to spend it on ourselves that can glorify God. If we just give it all away and we live in abject poverty and we don't care for our family, then we're missing the opportunity to serve God through our family. So we have to just balance those things out, and it's all from that godly perspective of how can I glorify God the best? And if I'm spending frivolously and looking to fulfill the desires of my flesh and I'm ignoring my brother or sister in Christ that is my neighbor that I could be loving, then I'm not glorifying God in that way because I'm fulfilling my desires of the flesh and I'm not loving my neighbor. So there's that balance there of always looking at how can I glorify God the best.
You know, and Steve and I were talking about this earlier, Brad. It is just when you're given the opportunity to be able to bless somebody else, those opportunities arise and you can give, whether it's anonymously or openly. It's just fun to bless people that way. You get to where you can't get enough of it. And it seems the more that you are trustworthy with, the more God is going to trust you with to be able to bless other people.
That's exactly right. And that's where it takes us back to this idea of opportunity cost. And it's not a bad thing to actually be setting some money aside for those unknown circumstances. God may he may lead us to save for a certain purpose. And then guess what? God presents us with an opportunity. He says, you know what? You thought you were saving for this, but here's a better opportunity. And you now have that money saved. So now you can go fulfill this need that I just presented to you. So it's just amazing. When we're faithful and always looking for ways that we can honor God, He's gonna present us with those opportunities, and he ultimately gets the glory from it.
Amen to that. Hey, Brad, we're already out of time, but I just got to tell you, I really appreciate how you bring everything back to the Word of God and what we need to be doing, especially when it comes to our finances. It's not just financial advice. It is scriptural financial advice, and it brings about the change that we need. Man, thank you for that.
Oh, always my pleasure.